The Democratic Republic of Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo, has called on European football giants Arsenal, Bayern Munich, and Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, to end their sponsorship deals with Visit Rwanda, accusing the country of funding conflict through illicit mining. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The appeal comes as M23 rebels, allegedly backed by Rwanda, seized control of Goma, the largest city in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. The UN Refugee Agency estimates that over 400,000 people have been displaced this year alone, while at least 700 have been killed in intense fighting since Sunday. A panel of UN experts has stated that Rwanda's military is in de facto control of M23 operations, with reports suggesting that 4,000 Rwandan troops are active inside Democratic Republic of the Congo. Rwanda has denied direct military involvement, claiming its forces are only securing the border. Democratic Republic of the Congo calls out blood-stained sponsorships. Democratic Republic of the Congo's Foreign Minister, Therese Kayikwamba-Wagner, has written to the owners of Arsenal and PSG, as well as Bayern Munich President Herbert Heiner, urging them to reconsider their partnerships with Visit Rwanda. She questioned the morality of the deals, highlighting concerns that Rwanda's tourism campaign could be financed by the exploitation of Democratic Republic of the Congo's mineral wealth. It is time Arsenal ended its bloodstained sponsorship deals with this oppressor nation, she wrote. If not for your own consciences, then the clubs should do it for the victims of Rwandan aggression. The Visit Rwanda campaign, launched in 2018, is a key part of Rwanda's global branding efforts. Arsenal's sleeve sponsorship is reportedly worth over £10 million, $12.39 million, per year, while PSG and Bayern Munich also have agreements with the Rwandan government to promote tourism. Critics, including Human Rights Watch, HRW, have accused Rwanda of using sports sponsorships to whitewash human rights abuses and its alleged involvement in Democratic Republic of the Congo's conflict. HRW's Central Africa director, Louis Mudge, argued that these deals serve to hide Rwanda's abysmal track record on human rights. Meanwhile, Rwanda's government has dismissed accusations of sports washing. Irene Merwa, the country's chief tourism officer, called such claims a distraction from Rwanda's amazing and outstanding achievements. Conflict escalates as rebels advance. The M23 rebellion, which has roots in conflicts dating back to the 1990s, has intensified in recent weeks. The group, composed mainly of ethnic Tutsis, claims to be fighting for minority rights. However, Democratic Republic of the Congo's government accuses them of seeking control over the mineral-rich eastern region, which contains vast reserves of gold, coltan, and other valuable resources. Following the capture of Goma, M23 forces are now reportedly moving south towards Bukavu, another key city in South Kivu province. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric confirmed that 2,800 people have been injured in the fighting. Despite growing calls to sever ties, Arsenal, PSG, Bayern Munich, and Visit Rwanda have yet to comment on Democratic Republic of the Congo's demands. With tensions escalating and international scrutiny mounting, the pressure on these football clubs to reconsider their partnerships is only likely to grow. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.